Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here, too. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Dr. William Dunkelberg is back with us. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. Chief Economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, and he is also Professor of Economics at Temple University. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. And folks, as I told you earlier in the hour, Bill, as you probably will remember, every month for a long time now, at least a couple of years, maybe several decades, he's been polling small business owners just like you and me, and asking them about how things are going in the economy. And he puts all their answers together in a handy-dandy report and brings it back to us so that we can kind of get an idea about how things are going and see if they track with what we've been seeing. And, Bill, I want to get into the report first, and then we got some other things I want to talk about. What are your folks telling you? What's the index, the overall optimism index, is still having a tough time, isn't it?
It is indeed. You know, we had basically just two of the 10 components gave us trouble last time. They were both expectations components that are subject to the whims of the media and the administration telling us about how bad things are and depression is at hand and it could get worse and so on. And we actually saw, you know, half of the components either turn up or not go down. And that's one of the most encouraging signs we've seen for a while. So I was really pretty happy about that.
Right, no kidding. So capital spending was up a little bit.
Yeah, and hiring plans, and you know,
right.
Looking good. You know, so if it stops falling, right, that's one plus for me. You know.
Well, no question about it. Well, one thing we sure need to do is try to start stemming the tide of the layoffs, don't we?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Now, of course, it's all been pretty dramatic. I mean, we still, you know, it's if you go back and just look at last year, believe it or not, we actually grew last year over 07. So GDP was up 1% over 07 for the year. We forget that we grew during most of the year, three quarters of the year. So it was that last quarter,
right,
where we fell, you know, over 6% at an annual rate. That we all kind of have stuck in our head. I mean, the economy really did decline very rapidly and very sharply in the fourth quarter. And of course, we lost 600,000 jobs, you know, like a month there. And
until the middle of September of last year, I was still, even though I had predicted previously that if we were going to have a recession, we actually were already in it, fourth quarter of 07, even though I had said that, by the first week of September, I was still denying that we were even going to have a recession.
Well, you know,
I refused to call it that.
Yeah, well, it was pretty mild. Then, you know, we had say, positive growth, really, through most of last year. And not great growth, below trend growth, but nonetheless, mm-hmm. we were still moving forward. I always like it if we're moving forward. But that fourth quarter, you're right, that really set the tone, didn't it? Whoa.
That was the events and the pace of that decline and the events that precipitated that decline was unprecedented, maybe in history. That 3 month, 4 month period. Bill, I'm not sure there's been a 3 or 4 month period that has been that dramatic. If at least certainly is one of the top two or three, but that's gone. That's history. That's 08. We're in 09. We're trying to get out of this thing, and small business owners, I still believe, Bill, are going to lead us out of this.
I agree with you. Yeah, we did have one quarter like that. Not, you know, it was about 20 years ago or 25 years ago. The second quarter of 08. We fell at about a 10% annual rate in a quarter. That was
yeah.
uh, compared to only six in the last quarter.
Right.
I mean, it was really rapid, but we bounced back really quickly out of that and then slipped back into another recession period. But so we have to hope for the V here. So if we do a cumulative 10% in these two quarters, last quarter and this quarter, well, that'll be about the same, and then I think we'll be moving ahead by the time we hit the second quarter, which is just a few weeks away from now.
Right, right. Bill, now they can find your report at smallbiz.org?
B-U-S.
smallbiz.org. They can find this report there, folks. You can also find it on my homepage. You can also find it on the NFIB.com website. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the specifics in Bill's report right after these messages, 20 till the hour. We're on that side of the clock. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Junior Walker to take us out. Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. Check out my blog while you're there. You can get to it right off the homepage. Check out my knowledge base where you can ask questions and get instant answers right off the homepage. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I hope you'll do. We got a sample newsletter you can look at from the last few weeks that show you what it looks like and let you see what you're going to be getting. We're going to send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, and we haven't missed an edition since we started the newsletter in 1999. So I hope you'll check that out. All the other stuff there, the Brain Trust members, the articles, the archives. If you've got something on your mind, an opportunity or a challenge that you're working on, we probably got something that will help you, either an article or an archive or an answer or an opinion there. So I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB, chief economist for the NFIB. We're talking about that report. Bill, are you getting the indication that small business owners might be, you know, small businesses have been a big part of the layoffs, unfortunately. And are you getting the idea that maybe that tide is being stemmed, that maybe they're easing off on the layoffs? We've gone as far, maybe almost as far as we're going to go.
Well, we're seeing signs of that. First of all, the percent of firms that have a job opening that they haven't filled has stabilized now for a couple months, so it stopped falling, and that's always a good sign. And now last month we saw the net percent of owners planning to increase employment move up. So that's what we'd like to see. So that would suggest to me that we're going to see that kind of all over with. We're always part of the unemployment when it happens because, after all, we employ 60-65% of the private sector workforce.
Right. Exactly.
You know, when customers stop coming, they stop coming to us as well as to General Motors.
Capital spending, how are they doing on that?
Well, capital spending is now starting to look better. The numbers have been pretty low but stable. We even had a wobble up in the recent months, and of course, more important to me, not their plan. Well, plans are important to me, but I also like to see the money, you know, where their mouth is, kind of a thing. We saw an increase in the percent who reported actually making those outlays over the last few months, so that's been a good sign. They're actually spending
more money.
That's
a good sign. Does that also track with availability of credit?
Well, not too much, but again, our credit availability numbers, of course, don't square with what you hear on the media.
Right.
Credit is tighter now than it was in 2003 when our expansion began. That's always the case. It always gets tighter at the end of the expansion because, you know, when sales stop growing or start falling a little, which they did last year, you know, we're not quite as credit worthy as a group as we were,
right.
you know, So we see that happening, but we see nothing unusual. Only 3% of the owners said credit's a problem.
I'm talking to independent community bankers all over the country, and I have yet to have an independent community banker tell me that they ever stopped loaning to small businesses.
Same way for us, our little bank. Our problem is that we don't have demand, and of course that squares with our numbers. I mean, we've got record low percent planning capital outlays, even though it's moving up. We've got record low planning to add inventories. Which means they're not borrowing for these things. So it's the demand for credit that's down. It's not that we're saying no.
Right.
We're saying, hey, come on in and give us a chance.
But see, that's the part.
Yes.
That's the part. It seems to me that the government doesn't get. they're trying to fix a problem, but they're looking at it from the wrong way. I mean, one of the things the president announced this week is all the things he's going to do for banks for small business owners. But the banks that small business owners do business with are not in trouble.
Exactly. Well, and of course we had that special thing. Christina Romer, the chairman of the council, talked about all the things we're going to do for the SBA. I mean, but the Fed's own survey, the Federal Reserve's own survey, shows that less than 1% of all small business owners have any kind of a government loan, including an SBA loan.
So that's right.
You can change the insurance part from 80 to 90, and you can try to make a secondary market.
Lower the fees and all that.
Yeah, you're going to help somebody, I think, but it's just don't expect that to have a big impact when you're talking about less than 1% of the market.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Is that not what I said yesterday? I talked about this yesterday on the show by myself, Bill. I was trying to explain to my audience how the government does four or five things that they say that is helping small business owners, and they sound really good, like lowering capital gains. We're going to cut capital gains to zero for small businesses. Bill, millions of small business owners operate for 40 years and never have one single evidence of capital gains.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Capital gains is not part of the operating of a small business.
Right, you have to sell your business to have that problem.
That's right. When they say things like that, but it sounds like they're doing all these great things for us, but the truth is they're not helping us at all, and they say that they are, but where they are hurting us, Bill, are some of the other policies, like the so-called Employee Free Choice Act, like trying to push through a cap and trade bill, like raising taxes on people above $250,000, which are a lot of small business owners.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those hurt more small business owners than the other programs help.
Yeah, but the administration really is good at appearing on TV and making kind of meaningless comments. And I mean, the president's going to be on Jay Leno tonight. We had Ben Bernanke in an unheard-of appearance on 60 Minutes. No Fed officials appear anywhere in public.
Hasn't it been a 10-day window, typically? Hasn't it been a 10-day before and after window?
Yeah,
typically?
A week or so before, you don't go out there.
I've had Fed leaders on my show, and they would not come on 10 days before, 10 days after an FOMC meeting, which is this week, which Bill and I are going to talk about right after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
This is Arnold Palmer.
And Paul Sarvati, CEO of Administaff.
With a timely message for small business owners fighting to stay on course in tough times.
Strategy number 2 of our top 9 HR strategies to beat the odds in 09 is capitalize on new opportunities. The silver lining in a stormy economic climate is all the new opportunities that appear in the marketplace. Whether buying out a weakened competitor or adding a new line of products or services, Administaff's comprehensive employment services provide an instant infrastructure to help you act quickly and decisively. Administaff can play a key role in evaluating and integrating acquisitions or adding key employees to lead new initiatives. Go to administaff.com and click Top 9 for a free printout of these proven strategies to turn economic obstacles into financial opportunities.
In times like these, you can let things happen to you or you can make things happen for you. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputation in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit ibm.com/businesscenter/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got to split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got to split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. America.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bill Duckerberg, Dr. William Duckerberg, Professor of Economics at Temple University, Chief Economist with the NFIB, and we're talking about, we've been talking about the report. Bill, overall, as you look at your report, if you had to take it on balance, all the elements, do you feel that the, even though I know that the overall optimism fell a little bit, overall, what do you think? Is it trending? Which way is it trending?
Well, I think we're starting to move up, you know, and making strong gains in the earnings trends, for example, or in the new job creation trends, that's a good sign. That means that we've turned around these problems and that they're headed back in the right direction. So
there are two things ahead of us, I think, Bill, are the natural and beautiful way that the marketplace heals itself is in the process, I think, of taking shape. But that's one thing, and that's the good thing, that's the beautiful part. The other part is government policies, which could really derail whatever we're building right now. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the risk that we have. I think that the Obama administration is going to try to do a lot of things which will essentially impede our growth, kind of put a lid on everything, you know. So we'll recover, but it's like, you know, they're going to create headwinds for the economy that are going to be hard to overcome and will be there even after the Obama administration is over. And those things are hard to fix, and that would be the challenge that we have.
Here's a quote, Bill, from the budget that was just published that I want to read. That folks, this is word for word right out of President Obama's budget document, and it's a very troubling statement, but it's something I think we need to pay attention to. Here's the quote: "While middle-class families have been playing by the rules, living up to their responsibilities as neighbors and citizens, those at the commanding heights of our economy have not." Now, Bill, who is he talking about, and is this anything less than waging class warfare?
Yeah, he couldn't be talking about Bill Gates, who has created more jobs than anybody we can imagine, has
right.
given away more money than anybody
right.
has ever given away for charities. Gee, he couldn't be talking about people like that. I mean,
well, or how about this, Bill? He's already said that if you make over $250,000, you're obviously rich,
right?
Because he wants to tax those people. So are those people at the commanding heights of the economy? And if they are, That's a lot of small business owners who, I believe those guys played by the rules, don't you?
Exactly. They certainly have played by the rules, and they certainly are a core part of our economy. And this is bad news. To see that in the official document, I think, is very, very worrisome.
And one of his economic advisors was asked this weekend if he didn't think that that was a little bit overreaching in the language, and the guy said, "No, I don't think so."
Yeah, that's Goolsbee.
Exactly. That was Goolsbee. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy from the University of Chicago.
Shame on him.
He was given a chance to back down from that to soften it a little bit. And he refused to do it. Folks, these are the kinds of things we have to pay attention to, because Bill, I believe that small business owners, our way of life, the things that we believe in, I believe that we're in a tussle, we're being assaulted right now. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think we have an administration full of people who want to take command of the economy. They don't trust us. They think they can run everything better, and they're going to tell us how things get done, and they're going to tell us how much of the income we earn we can really have. You know, it's kind of like they own our income, and they'll share some with us, but it's up to them.
Hey, Bill, the Fed's meeting today, their second day of their two-day meeting. They can't do anything with interest rates, can they?
Right. They can't cut rates because rates are at zero.
Right.
They really can't do much except, you know, talk about whether markets are getting better or not and what they might be willing to do if they have to. And, you know, that's...
Is there any kind of easing they could do? Could they... I mean, the economy's already very liquid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, they could do things like we tried... You know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, called Operation Twist, where they try to essentially borrow short money and buy the long bonds and try to reduce the rate on long bonds. Interest rates, the Fed's rates at zero, but market rates really are, because they recognize that there's risk and so on. So they could try some things like that. But, I mean, overall, you know, even mortgage rates are historically pretty low, so I don't know what they can do.
Right. Well,
or if they need to do anything, you know.
Right. It's going to be pretty much a non-event, I think. Hey,
Quit
Bill, thanks
things
for...
to us, you know.
Exactly. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Smallbiz.org, B-U-S, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website. Also, NFIB.com. Check it out. His report is there at those two websites and also on my homepage. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blassingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Is GAB1, GABRadioNetwork.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore. Public outrage has prompted American International Group to post armed guards to patrol outside its offices in Stamford, Connecticut. The Washington Post says AIG employees have received death threats as well as angry letters, phone calls, and emails. AIG recently handed out $160 million in bonuses to the very employees blamed for driving the company to the brink of collapse. A senior manager told the Post that some employees have quit in the wake of the flap, while others didn't bother to come to work. He added that he has, in his words, quote, a horrible, horrible feeling that this is going to end badly. President Obama heading to Southern California this afternoon. He'll spend the next 2 days hosting a couple of town hall-style meetings. Obama is also scheduled to appear on The Tonight Show tomorrow with Jay Leno. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-888-233-0820. That's 1-888-233-0820. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-888-233-0820. That's 1-888-233-0820.
It was another kind of Dancing with the Stars that took place when Space Shuttle Discovery performed its carefully choreographed rendezvous with the International Space Station. The docking took place some 230 miles above Australia while the two man-made objects traveled at speeds near 18,000 miles an hour. A spacewalk tomorrow will finish off most of the assembly work and prepare for the deployment of the space station's new solar wings. Engineers say they're not working any serious issues and that the mission is right on schedule. A former 1970s radical who spent decades running from the law was released from a California prison yesterday. Sarah Jane Olson served 7 years for trying to bomb two L.A. police cars and taking part in a Sacramento area bank robbery that left one person dead. The California Department of Corrections has approved a petition to have her parole supervision transferred to Minnesota so that she can be close to her family. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Now you can rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA. 866-452-5550. Get debt free now. Call 866-452-5550. That's 866-452-5550 for Debt Relief USA.
Mexico plans to raise tariffs on 90 U.S. exports. This comes in retaliation for a move by Congress to ban Mexican trucks from American roads. Correspondent Kate Moody reports from Washington.
Mexican officials say that violates the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was supposed to open cross-border transportation by January 2000. Mexico says it will impose tariffs on about $2.4 billion worth of exports from 40 U.S. states. It was not immediately clear which exports would be hit, but a spokesman for the Mexican Economy Ministry said the new tariffs would not affect rice, corn, beans, or wheat, which are the main U.S. farm products exported to Mexico and make up much of the average Mexican's diet. The Obama administration, which has criticized the existing NAFTA pact, said it would work to create a new cross-border trucking program between the two countries.
The St. Louis-based Boeing Integrated Defense Systems unveiled their newest addition to the F-15 family. F-15 Future Fighter Program Manager Brad Jones explains the history of the F-15.
The first aircraft, an F-15A model, came out in 1974, and that was air-to-air only. And then in early 2000, we went from a single-seat cockpit to a dual-seat, and it also was fully air-to-air and air-to-ground capable.
Boeing is one of the world's largest aerospace and defense businesses, employing over 70,000 people worldwide. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built for small business. By Administaff. Administaff is good for small business. And by Aflac. Ask about it at work. And now, the man Fortune Small Business Magazine calls one of America's most influential small business experts.
Pinch me, lovey, so I know it isn't a dream, but not too hard. I bruise easily.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Regardless of how you're listening, radio or the internet, we don't care about that. We're just glad you're here. We don't care where you are, America, North America, somewhere around the world listening on the internet, on the other side of the planet. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. I think you're going to be glad you are, because we've got some good stuff lined up for you. As you know, just about every half hour, we have a different person on the show with me, one of our Brain Trust members who joins us to talk to us about what's on their mind. And we get them to bring their – these are leading-edge people, ladies and gentlemen. These are thought leaders in their own particular area of expertise. And they bring that information to you and me and help so that you and I can do a little bit, get a little bit better at running our businesses. And I learn a lot when our Brain Trust members join us, and I know you do too. Matthew Scott's going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. He's been with us before. He's the founder of Life's Work Group, and he is a professional executive transition coach. And he's going to talk to us about how we make the transitions that we have to make these days in a challenging economy. There are transitions that we're all having to make, little ones or big ones. And so we're going to get Matthew to help us out with that. That's coming up in the first half of this hour. Second half of the hour, our good buddy Dave Anderson is going to be back with us. Dave is a manager extraordinaire. He's an entrepreneur. He's run his own businesses before, small that became large, and he's now writing books and helping you and me to benefit from all the things he's learned. He's got some things. He calls it five foolish mistakes that you and I are making during a recession. Are you making mistakes this year? We probably all are, right? Well, I think Dave's got some answers for us. That's coming up in the second half of this hour. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Marshall Tucker to take us out.
Business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my...
Come. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
This is Arnold Palmer.
And Paul Sarvati, CEO of Administaff.
With a timely message for small business owners fighting to stay on course in tough times.
Strategy number 3 of our top 9 HR strategies to beat the odds in 09 is reduce operating expenses. The truth is, economic downturns require tough decisions for business owners that must lower cost. That's when Administaff's buying power and HR support can help the most. We know what works when it comes to compensation, organization, and benefit plan changes that can reduce expenses without deflating your people. Whether you need to lower base pay and add an incentive plan or introduce a lower-cost, high-deductible health plan, Administaff has the answer. To get a free printout of these practical, proven HR strategies, visit Administaff.com and click Top 9.
In times like these, you can let things happen to you, or you can make things happen for you. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Blasingame with good news about valuable online resources from our friends at IBM. Want to get practical answers to your business questions? Go to IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Ask your question, and it will be answered by email by a member of my Brain Trust. How would you like to improve customer communications or increase employee productivity? Or maybe you need help with marketing, data security, or an accounting system your company can grow with. Are you interested in learning how other companies are using using technology and how they've approached small business challenges, an array of articles and customer testimonials, plus IBM's e-newsletter, Forward View, are ready for you at ibm.com/businesscenter/smallbusiness. And if you're interested in hardware and software solutions, plus current promotions, all of this is available at IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/smallbusiness. Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be with you. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Matthew Scott back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew is the founder of Life's Work Group, and he's doing an awful lot of pretty exciting stuff to help small business owners and entrepreneurs all over the world put their best foot forward in the 21st century. And another thing I like about him is he's served our country with valor and with honor as a member of our military. And he and I have a few things in common, being former airborne, former Army, and he's our friend. Matthew Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. I'm excited about some of the new stuff you're working on. You know, one of the things I've been trying to explain to my audience, Matthew, is that prior to 2008, anything prior to 2008, I'm going to say fourth quarter 2008, is history. And everything since then is really the way things, as we go forward, you know, we're entering a completely, I think we're going to be entering a completely new world. There's so many things that have happened in the last few months, and of course, a lot of things have been building over the years, but I think the future marketplace from today forward is going to be an awful lot different from the one we have had, and we got to get ready for that, don't we?
We really do. You know, in the past, people would start businesses, and you know, we kind of had this kind of default mentality that we had some savings or we had some retirements and retirement savings, and people would work to a certain point and then they would do what made them happy. And what we have seen now is that people are really forced to kind of come to that intersection of choosing the work that matters. That can be in corporate America or that can be starting one's own business. But there is no doubt about it that people are at that intersection right now where they're, you know, really at a crisis of belief saying, do I choose the work that matters or do I choose the perceived, no longer safety belt of staying in corporate America?
Well, that safety belt we now know it's an illusion. It always has been.
It is. And you know, as recent as just this month, I've spent a lot of time speaking, and the topic always comes up to, you know, do you see a lot of people just clinging on to the security of corporate America? And what I say to people is that 1 out of 12 Americans is currently out of work.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. 1 out of 12. Mm-hmm. There is no longer a security. And so people are really using this as an opportunity to integrate personal and professional. And I think what we're going to find, Jim, is at the end of this, and I think it's going to be sooner rather than later, we're going to see people that are truly redefining businesses, you know, like no other time since the 70s.
Well, I think you're right. And one of the things that's, you know, you talked about how people are going to be choosing, making different choices in the future. You know, we've got a whole generation of young people coming to the marketplace, even as we speak, and I'm talking millions of a year, and of new people who are coming of age, and they're not looking at a career path the way my generation looked at a career path when they graduated from college or high school and headed out into the marketplace. These are people who are thinking more. I mean, let me put it this way: being an entrepreneur is clearly a big part of their consideration, isn't it?
It really is, and what we know to be true is that even if they decide not to become, quote-unquote, an entrepreneur, they're certainly intrapreneurial in nature. They Right. want the opportunity to have entrepreneurial flexibility and latitude within some certain corporation. And, you know, this young generation that we refer to, millennials, Generation Y, mm-hmm. really, really outstanding in that regard.
And you know what? There are 100 million of those people.
That's right.
My demographers tell me that there either are or are about to be 100 million. That makes them the biggest generation of all time. And guess what, Matt? They're still making them.
Oh, that's...
and so it's going to be a big... And so this is going to have an impact on us. Talk to us about some of the things you've been working on to help all of us make a better decision about where we're going in the future.
You bet. One of the new projects that I'm working on is with a business partner, and it's going to be actually released in April, and that new project is called Transition Mind. And Transition Mind is really focused on providing a transitional roadmap for people, specifically in helping them transition in their professional life, which bleeds over into their personal life. And so really what we hope to be is that in-between of letting go and taking hold in specific professional transitions. Secondly, we have a new project out that will be coming out also.
Now, are you talking about transitioning people from corporate work to being a business owner, transitioning somebody from, say a mother, a homemaker to the marketplace, or from retirement to self-employment? What are you talking about? Who are you transitioning?
Well, what we're talking about transitioning is first of all, providing for people really an understanding that there's a difference between change, which is a social situation, and transition. Transition's the kind of psychological mindset that prepares us for change. And so what we're finding is that transition is really that in-between, you know, of helping people to let go and to take hold of this. So in our case, we're focusing on certain niche areas. And, for example, one niche area that we're preparing people for in transition is called Interview Mind. Hmm. And Interview Mind will be focused on my background in psychological warfare and as an executive transition coach, and really, as well as my business partner who has a search firm, of looking at that 1 in 12 Americans and saying, you know what, we need to help you transition. I mean, we have executives coming to us who have not interviewed in 15 years.
Right.
Because they have not needed the interview. So
right.
What is it that you can tell that C-level executive who feels like he needs to have a successful job interview to really help them transition?
Will this work to get somebody to help somebody go from corporate to small business?
Well, what it's going to do is we are finding that it's primarily focused on really kind of the 1 in 12 Americans that are out of work
right.
in that area. What I'm working on as far as helping people transition from corporate America to starting their own business is what I call the solopreneur footprint.
Right.
And
right.
and I
Going. All right, I'm gonna get you to explain that. We'll come back after these messages, because we got a lot of folks out there. See, I'm getting a lot of questions from people who want to transition from being unemployed to being employed in their own business. We get a lot of that around here, and so I'm gonna get you to help us with that. And that'll be right after these messages, folks. 20 after. Matthew Scott is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-
Aflac!
or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
This is Arnold Palmer
and Paul Sarvati, CEO of Administaff,
with a timely message for small business owners fighting to stay on course in tough times.
We've gotten great feedback from business owners about our top 9 HR strategies to beat the odds in 09. So let's look at the strategy that was voted number 1. Focus intensely on profit-generating activities. Outsourcing your HR needs is a surefire way to free up time to focus on actions that lead to growth and profitability. With Administaff handling interruptions like payroll administration, government compliance, and even shopping for benefits, you can invest your time where it really counts, satisfying current clients, selling new accounts, or even negotiating with vendors to improve margins. For a free printout of these proven strategies, go to Administaff.com and click Top 9.
In times like these, you can let things happen to you, or you can make things happen for you. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit IBM.com/business center/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For small business.
Little John Mellencamp for you, folks. Little Heartland music for you. Here's my favorite part. I love that song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking in the USA with our good friend Matthew Scott. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can see a sample while you're there. Check out my blog. Check out our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Listen to an article, an archive. We got thousands of those. Read an article that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. We've got thousands of those. Hundreds of Brain Trust members. These are the smartest people in the world on small business issues. And I hope you check all that out. We built it for you. No barrier to entry. We'll let you come in and hang out with us. No questions asked. You don't even have to tell us who you are. Matthew Scott is our guest, and he's the founder of Life's Work Group. Matt, give us your website and tell us how we can contact you.
The best way is through MatthewRayScott.com, and that's the centralized place where people find their way to whatever they're looking for.
MatthewRayScott.com. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, and I am on at Matthew Ray Scott.
All right. And I'm on at Jim Blassingame, by the way, folks, so check that out. And are we following each other, Matt? If we're not, we need to fix that, don't we?
We are. I'm actually stalking you on Twitter, Jim. I'm
sending
you the messages. That's right.
I think I am following you, too, but you're not following. You're stalking me. I like that. Hey, Matt, let's talk about your transition project you're working on. So my question is, for all the people, you know, help me out with this. If all the people who are unemployed right now, as you know, this is a classic time. A recession is a classic time of explosion of new small businesses, because so many people more and more are saying, you know what? I don't want to look for a job. I want to have my own thing. I want to work for my own account. And they're trying to get that off the ground right now. Does your project help those people?
Well, what we've got is we've got two separate projects. The one I mentioned earlier, Transition Mind, is targeted for the 1 in 12 Americans out of work.
Out of work,
and then
okay.
The program that we have established for those making the transition from corporate America to becoming an entrepreneur is called the Solopreneur Footprint.
Okay.
And the reason why we term it the Solopreneur Footprint, I've been just recently speaking about it in Vegas, and then just yesterday I was on a flight yesterday speaking about it. It's this concept of people who are choosing work that matters. They've confirmed that. They're making that transition. And most often, most of us will be solopreneurs when we make that transition. You know,
what happened to me in 89.
That's right.
I went from being an executive to being... I was unemployed for 5 minutes. I got the call on 8:30 to say that our division had been disbanded, and the one that I was leading, the whole thing was disbanded, and you know, I was told to have a good life, and I said, well, I guess I better get my resume going. And in a 5-minute period, I decided that I didn't need any help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. And so I put the resume away, and I designed a business card for my small business, and you know, I haven't looked back.
Well, you know what? So many people have followed suit with that, and within this concept of the solopreneur footprint, what I really feel is unique is that footprint is an environmental term that we've heard.
Right.
And footprint pertains to the amount of energy that it takes to sustain something. And so for the example of the solopreneur footprint, we've got so many books and so many courses out there to teach people how to run your business. The problem is that so many of those books are oriented towards, you know, a larger definition of business, that when that person who's been successful in corporate America, they're good at something, they really don't need to start at what does it take to be a $12 million business. They need to start at what do you need to do to confirm that you need to, you know, hang your own shingle, become an entrepreneur from a personal standpoint, and then from a professional standpoint, what is it that you can do to limit your overhead, to be able to maximize the administration and logistical, and also everything that's out there from a virtual delivery standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is that business process that enables, you know, that solopreneur to be able to take virtual yet interactive personal technology and to be able to not operate within a certain geography? And so I've really spent a lot of time teaching people, equipping people to take what you and I perhaps would consider simple, the use of webinars, the telephone, you know,
the social media opportunities and
exactly.
Deliver and you know, one of the things I've been doing quite a bit of work on lately with one of our sponsors, IBM, is cloud computing. And in fact, I'm doing a webinar with them next Monday on this, and this is what you're talking about, where all this power that's available in the cloud, that you don't have to own it, it doesn't have to reside on your desktop. There's so many services out there many of them are free, aren't they?
Well, many of them are free, and I'll give you a real-world example. We have a mutual friend in Tim Berry.
Yes, absolutely.
Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software. He's also a resident of Oregon here.
Yep.
And Tim Berry I'm a co-owner of a company called The Trunk Club, and we are a completely virtual company
uh-huh.
that serves the exclusive niche of men and clothing. And so basically what we've done is for the man who hates driving from point A to point
right.
B to hop in the dressing room. But what's interesting about that is that we're completely virtual. We literally close down our brick-and-mortar storefronts,
mm-hmm.
and now we meet with our clients via Skype. We meet with our clients via webinars.
Wow.
And so we've taken that old paradigm of retail, and we've busted it up, Jim. We're completely virtual. And
you want to give us that website?
You bet. It is www.trunkclub.com, T-R-U-N-K.
Very interesting. Hey, Matt, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We've got more to learn from you.
Yes, sir. I'm the one who gets to learn from you, so it'd be my pleasure.
Matthew Ray Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
This is Arnold Palmer
and Paul Sarvati, CEO of Administaff,
with a timely message for small business owners fighting to stay on course in tough times.
Strategy number two of our top nine HR strategies to beat the odds in 09 is capitalize on new opportunities. The silver lining in a stormy economic climate is all the new opportunities that appear in the marketplace. Whether buying out a weakened competitor or adding a new line of products or services, Administaff's comprehensive employment services provide an instant infrastructure to help you act quickly and decisively. Administaff can play a key role in evaluating and integrating acquisitions or adding key employees to lead new initiatives. Go to Administaff.com and click Top 9 for a free printout of these proven strategies to turn economic obstacles into financial opportunities.
In times like these, you can let things happen to you or you can make things happen for you. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business, you dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs
Aflac
too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blassingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Dave Anderson is back with us. Dave is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He joins us on a regular basis to share his pearls of wisdom, to cast his pearls of wisdom before us, and he does it on a does it very well too. By the way, folks, he's the author of so many books. I couldn't carry all of them into the studio, including his new series, the TKO series, the TKO hiring, TKO management, TKO strategies, and sales, I should say. And it's 10 knockout strategies for recruiting, also for selling, also for managing. And that's just the latest series of books he's been writing. And he's our good friend, Dave Matthews. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dave Anderson. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the show.
I don't sing as well as Dave.
I know. I don't know where that came from.
Well, you must have been listening to him on the break.
Well, you know, you're almost, you know, he's almost as handsome as you are. And I guess I was looking at your picture and I thought, hey, this guy looks like Dave Matthews.
Well, I'll trade my book royalties for his record royalties.
No kidding. You know, I was noticing the other day. How much money this guy makes. He makes a lot of money.
He does real well. I don't think he's had much of a recession right now.
No, I don't think so either. So Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the other Dave is here, and our good friend. Hey, Dave, they tell me we're in a recession.
Right.
And I denied it for a long time, but now I guess I'm going to have to. The evidence is so compelling that, you know, if you don't acknowledge it, you look like you're not living in reality.
Right.
So I decided that I would instead of denying it, which I did for most of 08, when we really had evidence that we could deny it, but now it's not that so much that way. And I've been talking to my audience about making sure that we realize a couple of things. Number one, that in 2009, survival is a success strategy.
Yes.
And number two, tempering all that with this, and that is that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
That's
might as well
right.
be you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like you. I didn't really acknowledge it through 08. I don't think they were even sure in 08 that it was officially won until the end of the year. And now, boy, it's like when they found out it was, they don't want to let you forget about it, you know.
Right, right.
And they're going to beat it into your head. But, and you know, your head game right now is an important game. You know, what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your psyche, your attitude every day? I mean, especially as the leader of your organization, because it really, people are looking at you and they're wondering, you know, how bad is it? Am I going to be here? You know, what's going on? And so, boy, if there's ever a time for a leader to stand up and really lead, this is it. It's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. No question about it. You got some ideas on that, don't you?
Well, you know, and there's several mistakes, you know, that I see that people make, little things in a recession that you really have to be aware of and avoid, because you do enough of these little things and all of a sudden you're not around anymore. Sometimes, you know, when you're watching a ball game, it's not always the best team that wins. It's the one that makes the fewest mistakes.
That's right.
And so we got to watch out for the mistakes. You know, one of them that I noticed over and over again is in a recession, it seems like people start panicking and they focus more on new prospects than on their old customers.
Right.
And, you know, you've got fewer dollars maybe to leverage market-wise, and you have got to really leverage those dollars to the people who are the easiest to reach, the easiest to get back in, the
who
most
already
likely
know
to buy.
You. They already know you. They already love
know you.
You.
They're most likely to buy when they come in. They're more likely to pay you more when they do come in, depending on what you're selling. They're not going to shop you everywhere.
Right.
And these are the people that we ignore, and we go for these Hail Mary promotions, looking for a silver bullet to pull us out of the mess, you know, wasting time and dollars on these long-shot things and trying to attract new people. And there's nothing wrong with the new people, but don't forget about the easiest folks, the ones that are going to get you through this. It's not the new prospects that are going to get you through this. If you've been in business any time at all, it's going to be your old customers. What are you doing to get them back in?
And they're the ones that, you know, where they live. You could go call on them face to face.
Absolutely. You already have a relationship. There's already a basis of trust. It's, you know, and it's not always just reducing your prices, which is another thing that people start to do, is they start to cheap sell their products and services.
Yeah.
But it's coming up with different products and services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than slash the price of what you've got, come up with a lower priced product or service that might get them back in,
or add value some way. That,
yes.
In other words, and the point you're making is a good one. We've talked about this in the past on the show, Dave, because, you know, you don't want to diminish the value of your lead brand, but it's okay to add value in other ways. And we're going to talk about this some more, folks. We got to take a quick break. Dave Anderson, not Dave Matthews, but the other handsome guy, Dave Anderson, is going to be with us again right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
It's like a dream come true.
Aflac for Small Business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay.
Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Oh,
well, sort of. Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
This is Arnold Palmer
and Paul Sarvati, CEO of Administaff,
with a timely message for small business owners fighting to stay on course in tough times.
Strategy number 3 of our top 9 HR strategies to beat the odds in 09 is reduce operating expenses. The truth is, economic downturns require tough decisions for business owners that must lower cost. That's when Administaff's buying power and HR support can help the most. We know what works when it comes to compensation, organization, and benefit plan changes that can reduce expenses without deflating your people. Whether you need to lower base pay and add an incentive plan or introduce a lower-cost, high-deductible health plan, Administaff has the answer. To get a free printout of these practical, proven HR strategies, visit Administaff.com and click Top 9.
In times like these, you can let things happen to you, or you can make things happen for you. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
ZZ Top bringing us back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Rough Boy. That's the name of that song. One of their classics. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I built it for you. No barriers to entry. We'd love to have you come and check out our stuff and use it to your advantage. If you go to, if you check out my blog while you're there, I think you'll like that. We post things to that, to the blog there that I've written on a regular basis. We've got my newsletter there. We can subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can see a sample there, too, by the way. And you can check out my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. That's right off the homepage. You can listen to archives. You can read articles of topics, every topic under the Small Business Sun right there that I've done or my Brain Trust members have done on their own or with me. And you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between. We got something that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Dave Matthews. What? I can't get off of this, Dave Anderson. What is going on with me? Why have I got that in my head? I don't know.
Well, you must want him on your show.
I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm thinking about ants or something. I don't know. Dave Anderson, how many times have I said your name? I mean, you've been on the show 100 times. I think it may be early onset, Dave.
Yeah.
I think that's
what I started blaming.
I think that's what's going on. I got a momentous birthday coming up here, so maybe it's early onset. Anyway,
well,
Dave,
blame it on that anyway.
Dave Anderson, the famous Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the author of a bunch of books, including the 10 Knockout Strategies series, And Dave, give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's learntolead.com. If you spell it out just like it sounds, learn, T-O-L-E-A-D, learntolead.com.
They can find your books there. They can find out where you're speaking, how to get you to speak. They can all, you got a bunch of inexpensive CD products too, don't you?
We do, and we've got like 400 plus free training articles there. People can print off and use. It's just a good resource.
You know, Dave, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
right now, you know, it helps to laugh a little bit.
You got to, don't you?
And, you know, everybody, they're so uptight, and I'm not saying there's reason not to be, but my goodness, you got to take advantage of the little things and laugh here and there and lighten up
a little bit,
or you're not going to make it through this thing.
People who can't laugh at themselves, and I think that may be, that's a mistake that you didn't, probably not on your list. We're talking about some of the mistakes that people make in a recession that we need to avoid or stop doing. But I think that's one of the things that I've tried to do. You know, I'm like everybody else. I'm operating a business in the same economy everybody else is, Dave, just like you are.
That's right.
And, you know, I've just had to figure out how to laugh. And because I'll tell you, Dave, we're not going to get out of this thing alive.
Well, we
might as well eat the whole thing.
That's right. That's right. We are. That is certain. You know, one of the mistakes that we make, too, is we don't celebrate enough. And you say, well, there's not as much to celebrate. But what you have to do, you got to stop waiting for the home run and the grand slam and start looking for the little things. You know, we got to get better at celebrating singles, you know, and not just the home run and the grand slam. Because we need to shift the culture in our workplace. We've got to point to things that are going right and celebrate those and rally around those and look for reasons to make a bigger deal out of some of those little things, because that does wake up a sleepy culture and elevate morale. We got to look for those things. Some days it's hard to find, but they're there. You just have to notice them and celebrate some of these singles we got going on.
That's exactly right. You know, we have had, in the last few years, we've had quite a few young people to knock it out of the park awfully early in their life. And I think that's kind of spoiled the well for a lot of folks who haven't been able to pull that off, and they don't realize that most people, the path to success for most people is one step at a time, hitting singles and knocking people in.
It is. You know what? And sometimes it's the day that you fall off 11 pitches and you strike out, but you feel good that you that you brawled for a while and just didn't put the tail between the legs and go home.
Exactly. We got these sports metaphors going, haven't we? What are some other mistakes that you see people make, Dave?
Well, they cut back on training, you know. And here's the mistake with that. You're seeing fewer opportunities, so you've got to do a better job of maximizing the ones that you're seeing. And you can't maximize the fewer opportunities you're seeing if people have not upgraded their skills, if they're not sharp, if you've let their knowledge and their skill base diminish. And so what's interesting is, Jim, right now there's more time to train. There's more downtime. And so you got to turn the downtime into prime time, you know. And these people say, well, I can't afford to spend the money on this or that. Well, use the resources you already have, you know. Role play the scripts you already know. Study the products. Practice the presentations on what you already have.
With all of the online capability and all of the high value, low price things like the stuff that you offer and other people offer, Dave, there's no excuse for not training. So here's the irony, Dave. You call these guys 2 years ago and say, how about some training? They tell you, hey, I don't have time. We're too busy. I don't need training now.
Exactly.
We can't fill all the orders we already got.
So
then you call him up today and he's got plenty of time and you say, hey, how about some training? Well, oh, I just can't afford it. Well, so here's the question, folks. When are you going to do it?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you've got people right now with downtime, and they need structure in their day. It's really hard to be inspired when you're bored. And so training and staying sharp and staying focused and looking at and listening to motivational material and building your skills, building your confidence, it's a wonderful way to keep people alert and engaged and to make them more productive, because do the math. You're seeing fewer opportunities. You better be able to nail the ones you are seeing, and you don't do that if you let your people get sloppy.
Well, and part of the training could be dealing with what's going on right now. It could be short-term purpose. Have a short-term purpose.
Yes,
for how to maximize what's going on right now. Because, Dave, I believe that 2009 as a year will stand alone. I think it's going to be it's different from 08, and I think 2009 is going to be a lot different from 2010.
Yes,
I think it's going to be a standalone year. We need to be training about managing our business in 2009. Stand by, quick break. Dave Anderson and I will be back after these messages. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bill Duckerberg, Dr. William Duckerberg, Professor of Economics at Temple University, Chief Economist with the NFIB, and we've been talking about the report. Bill, overall, as you look at your report, if you had to take it on balance, all the elements, do you feel that even though I know that the overall optimism fell a little bit. Overall, what do you think? Is it trending? Which way is it trending?
Well, I think we're starting to move up, you know. And when I see making strong gains in the earnings trends, for example, or in the new job creation trends, that's a good sign. That means that we've turned around these problems and that they're headed back in the right direction. So
there are two things ahead of us, I think, Bill. The natural and beautiful way that the marketplace heals itself is in the process, I think, of taking shape. But that's one thing, and that's the good thing, that's the beautiful part. The other part is government policies, which could really derail whatever we're building right now. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the risk that we have. I think that the Obama administration is going to try to do a lot of things which will essentially impede our growth, kind of put a lid on everything, you know. So we'll recover, but it's like, you know, they're going to create headwinds for the economy that are going to be hard to overcome and will be there even after the Obama administration is over. And those things are hard to fix, and that would be the challenge that we have.
Here's a quote, Bill, from the budget that was just published that I want to read. That folks, this is word for word right out of President Obama's budget document, and it's a very troubling statement, but it's something I think we need to pay attention to. Here's the quote: while middle class families have been playing by the rules, living up to their responsibilities as neighbors and citizens, those at the commanding heights of our economy have not. Now, Bill, who is he talking about, and is this anything less than waging class warfare?
Yeah, he couldn't be talking about Bill Gates, who has created more jobs than anybody we can imagine, has
right.
given away more money than anybody
right.
has ever given away for charities. Gee, he couldn't be talking about people like that. I mean,
well, or how about this, Bill? He's already said that if you make over $250,000, you're obviously rich,
right?
Because he wants to tax those people. So are those people at the commanding heights of the economy? And if they are, that's a lot of small business owners who, I believe, those guys played by the rules, don't you?
Exactly. They certainly have played by the rules, and they certainly are a core part of our economy. And this is bad news. To see that in the official document, I think, is very, very worrorsome.
And one of his economic advisors was asked this weekend if he didn't think that that was a little bit overreaching in the language, and the guy said, "No, I don't think so."
Yeah, that's Goolsbee.
Yeah, exactly. That was Goolsbee. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy didn't.
Shame on him.
He was given a chance to back down from that to soften it a little bit, and he refused to do it. Folks, these are the kinds of things we have to pay attention to, because Bill, I believe that small business owners, our way of life, the things that we believe in, I believe that we're in a tussle, that
yeah.
We're being assaulted right now. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think we have an administration full of people who want to take command of the economy. They don't trust us. They think they can run everything better, and they're going to tell us how things get done. And they're going to tell us how much of the income we earn we can really have. You know, it's kind of like they own our income and they'll share some with us, but it's up to them.
Hey, Bill, the Fed's meeting today, their second day of their two-day meeting. They can't do anything with interest rates, can they?
Right. They can't cut rates because rates are at zero.
Right.
They really can't do much except, you know, talk about whether markets are getting better or not and what they might be willing to do if they have to. And, you know, that's...
Is there any kind of easing they could do? Could they... I mean, the economy's already very liquid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, they could do things like we tried... You know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, called Operation Twist, where they try to essentially borrow short money and buy the long bonds and try to reduce the rate on long bonds. Interest rates, the Fed's rates at zero, but market rates really are because they recognize that there's risk and so on. So they could try some things like that. But I mean, overall, you know, even mortgage rates are historically pretty low, so I don't know what they can do.
Right. Well,
or if they need to do anything, you know.
Right. It's going to be pretty much a non-event, I think. Hey,
quit
Bill, thanks
things
for...
to us, you know.
Exactly. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Smallbiz.org, B-U-S, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website. Also, NFIB.com. Check it out. His report is there at those two websites and also on my homepage. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blassingame reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.